Christ is risen. Truly is risen. Christ is risen. Indeed he is risen. Christ is risen. These are the wonderful sound that we hear now for the second day already. It was the resurrection of the Lord and is being celebrated. And of course our resurrection too. We've had to do a little struggling. We had the Great Lent. We tried to keep the Lent and the fasting rules. And then we had the Passion Week. In the Passion Week, we have relived all the events, what has happened, how the Lord had gave himself up as a sacrifice for our sins, for his Father. My beloved, the love that he showed to us is just, of course, if we can only feel that in our heart, if we could, then we absolutely, we love him in return. We'll be doing like all the saints have done, that we're willing to give everything up for the Lord. And nothing could take them away from the love of the Lord. And that's how they all felt, because they felt God's love. And we have to feel God's love in our heart, for God can and does make him abode in our heart, especially when we receive communion. Some of us were very fortunate that we had received communion for every day, except of course on the Friday of the Passion Week, but there is no liturgy. But outside of that, we received every day, starting from Vasari Saturday, and of course today. And beloved, the heart is filled with joy and peace. And how can we keep it? We can keep it on one condition, that we do not commit a terrible sin against our brother, that we don't judge anybody, that we don't see anybody else's sins, and that we just keep the Lord inside our heart, because the Lord said, judge not, and thou shalt not be judged. And so if we keep ourselves from judging, God is not going to judge us, and not going to go away from us. He is going to be continue to give us joy in our heart. And then this, when the joy is in our heart, there's no depressions, no irritations, no angers. None of those things are hitting us. Then it's just a beautiful, beautiful way of, actually, this is a pretaste of what the kingdom of heaven will be. But the Lord said the kingdom of heaven is in your heart. And he's letting us feel that kingdom of heaven in our heart, especially during the Pascha time, when we joyfully say, Christos Voskresio, Christ is risen, Christos Aneste, and anybody could say it in many different languages, my beloved. Let's keep that joy of the Pascha in our heart. But to do that, let's remember what gave us that. And of course, the study of the Gospel. You know, for a week in the Passion Week, we had read the whole Gospel. And St. Seraphim Sarovsky, who was always joyful, always had the joy of Pascha, and would meet everybody and say, rejoice, my beloved, and always say, Christ is risen, he would say, throughout the whole year, because he felt that. But he got to the stage after, of course, lots of struggles, lots of fight, where he had been able to clean up his heart in such a way that, and he was always, his heart was always the abode of the Lord Jesus Christ with his Father and the Holy Spirit. So let's not forget that joy, and let's keep it now, at least now for the next, until the ascension. We do not say any more any different greetings except that greeting, Christ is risen. And of course today the church also celebrating the great martyr of George, and the George had suffered with all kinds of tortures, and was doing all that, suffering all those things, he was so joyful, as all the saints had done, because he was given that joy from the Lord, because of the love for the Lord. My beloved, let's try to keep the spirit of the Pascha in us as long as possible. Christ is risen. Christos Voskrese. Truly is risen. Christ is risen. Amen.